This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brennan Cruiser
and Taryn Wallace
with me and my mates. The cool show for mates with disabilities.
Brandon and I have been mates for many, many years, and it's cool that we can come together and bring you a show focusing on disabilities and helping educate people in the community about different disabilities and what is available, as well as inspiring those of us with disabilities.
Keep on listening to our great show. Hey everybody, this is Brendan Creswell
and Taryn Wallace
with me and my mates, and hope things are going all good for everybody, because things weren't going too good with me last week because I got hit down by a car in the middle of town, which was not fun.
No way. Oh.
And the person just drove off, which isn't very good, unfortunately. But never mind, at least I had nice, helpful people that came and helped me and made sure I was all good. So,
yeah,
and that gave me the idea for today's topic, which is disability safety.
And that's a really good topic for today, because it's important to, you know, be able to keep yourself safe, but also to, you know, ensure that those around you are safe as well.
Yeah, because it can work both ways.
100%.
So, you know, everyone just needs to be so careful driving. Yeah, because that's, you know, a real problem these days, eh? You know, people just need to be real careful driving, you know, especially around schools and all of that.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's definitely important to make sure kids are safe and, you know, making sure that they don't run out in front of you. And if you're driving, I've seen kids do that. It's a little bit silly, but...
Oh, yeah.
Kids need to learn. Hopefully without, you know, getting knocked down like I did.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that's actually happened to me.
Oh, that would have been so scary, though.
Heck yeah, especially seeing as it was the side that I, you know, can't see out of, because I've only got a bit of sight in one eye, so it came from the side that I don't see out of, and it was, you know,
all clear. Terrifying.
Next minute, boom, car's in my face, and bang. Surprisingly, I didn't really feel too much pain, so it either just clipped me or just the breeze from it made me go down. I don't really know, but luckily I didn't get too hurt.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, man, that must have been a scary experience for you.
Heck yeah.
Especially, you know, especially coming from the side that you know, you weren't able to...
See it coming. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been pretty scary.
And I've been in a car accident. That was scary. I didn't see that coming either.
Oh, yeah, that would have been scary.
A racing one too, not just a road one.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh,
that was scary.
Oh, I bet. But yeah, I think it just goes to show, doesn't it, that, you know, we just need to be really mindful of...
and I've fallen down a hole in Hamilton.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't much fun either. Yeah. Sun was in my face, and they were doing some work in a car park, and there was no... barriers or signs or whatever to say, you know, there was a astronomous hole in the ground and the sun was in my face, and I was walking back towards where my family were, and next minute, boom, land on my backside in this big hole.
Yeah.
Not fun.
No, heck no.
But luckily that didn't hurt either. Luckily.
Yeah. I think what it must be, I think, is it something to do with... something in our brain. So, like, if we, you know, experience something like that, you know, something in our brain will kind of, you know, kick in. We don't feel as much pain as... I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on that one, but I'm pretty sure that's something that I've heard about, the body's response to pain, you know, in an incident like that.
Yeah, I don't really know. But, you know, got to move on to, you know, what's weird. Well, I survived both of those incidents, 100%. So all good.
Yeah, 100%.
You ever had anything scary happen to you? Not, like, being hit by a car or anything, but, you know, like, something come along, yeah.
I will tell you, we were just walking out of this cafe, I can't even remember which one it was now, but it had a bigger step, and Mum was just in the process of saying, watch out, there's a big step there, and
Didn't quite finish it in time, and you went splat.
Yeah, actually, it was exactly like that. Mum and I were, like, laughing about it, because Mum's like, you sounded like a flip pancake. I was like, plat.
Well, like, as long as you can laugh about it, eh?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and that one, I couldn't help but laugh, you know, she's like, plat. So like a flip pancake.
Yeah, because my mum was telling someone on the phone, you know, like after it happened, and the person that she was telling thought it was a great joke, and I think I honestly reckon that my mum got offended, and I was a little bit too, you know.
Oh yeah.
Because the person that said it was a family member.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but what can you do?
Yeah.
Like, I know you gotta, you know, what's the word, laugh at yourself or whatever, but, you know, you just gotta be real careful, you know, by trying to make a serious joke about someone having an accident like 100%. That, you know. It was me having the accident. I can laugh about it myself because it was me, but, you know, you just got to be so careful, you know, if someone, you know, has an accident or something and you treat it like a joke.
Yeah.
You know, they might think it's funny as well, but, you know, like, to just do the joke in front of them isn't very, what's the word, you know, like, it can be really offensive.
Yeah, it can be quite hurtful.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just got to be real careful of that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like, you can offend people by accident. Everybody does, but, you know, you just got to be so careful.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's, we've talked about humour and stuff like that on the show before, but, you know, there's different types of humour, and sometimes, you know, the people that prefer the more, I don't know, like slapstick or whatever you want to call it, you know, where people laugh at, I suppose, other people's pain. But you just got to remember, right, that there's, you know, different people who, you know, they feel different things, and we're all different at the end of the day.
Cool. Yeah. Well, time for our song, so enjoy.
Hey, Mom! Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you teach me a thing or two? You just let me go out into the world. You never thought to share what you knew. So I walked under a bus. I got hit by a train. About boys is something I should have known.
Welcome back, everybody.
You're hanging out with me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. Today we're talking about safety in the community. And so we've just been talking about, you know, some incidents that have happened and I suppose ways that we can avoid them, I suppose, happening again, really. Like that must have been so scary, Brendan. You know what happened. So I suppose, like,
and it was in the middle of town too, you know, like in the main street. So, you know, people just have to be so careful.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately there are people out there that aren't.
And I think, you know, we live in this day and age, eh, where like we like everything to be instant and we, you know, if we just want something we want it now, and I think patience really is
some people just need to become a little more patient, you know. It's like quite like, I think legally you're supposed to wait till someone's fully across the road before you start driving, you know, or something like that, and this person basically came when I was in the middle, and okay, I will say that I sort of changed my mind in the middle and worked out I was going the wrong way, so I went to turn around, but I was only in the middle. So, you know, okay, part of it could have been my fault, but at the end of the day, I was only in the middle, and if someone can't even wait till you're in the middle, that's way too close. You know, even 3/4 of it across the road, you know, before someone goes, that's pretty risky, you know.
Oh, heck yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I think it's, you know, just so important to be
real
to be a
careful.
Bit mindful, yeah.
And if something happens, you need to stop and make sure the person's okay, because whoever it was that almost ran me down or almost ran me over didn't stop, and they should.
Yeah.
So
I don't think I could, you know, sleep at night knowing that I would have, you know, run somebody down and just kept on going.
I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah.
I would much rather make sure they were okay rather than just act like it's a big joke. Oh, they're okay, they didn't get run over. You know, let someone else deal with them. That's not a good way to be.
Yeah.
Even if there's 10 people around, you're better off still trying to make sure they're okay, you know. That's better than just getting in your car and hooning off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that really does offend people, you know, like half of them that saw it happen were chasing this person, you know, trying to get them to stop, and they just kept on going.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not good.
No.
You want a good name for yourself.
Yeah.
As someone, you know, that wants to help people, not hurt them and do a runner.
Yeah. So I guess the thing, you know, really is just to, you know, be mindful and to just,
you know, have, you know, just have a bit of patience, you know, just that, you know, even just that one, you know, that those that 5 or so seconds, you know, to let somebody, you know, fully cross the road, and you know, that could make all the difference.
And it's like, you know, if like we both have bad eyesight, and if we're, you know, gonna step out and there's a car in front of us, you know, in that case I would expect to be, you know, either pulled back or told, oh, you know, be careful, there's a car coming, or whatever, you know, like, because I've had people come along, you know, like when I've been waiting at corners and that, you know, and just grab your arm and yank you across, oh, it's all good now, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
Like, that's over, what's the word? There's, like, offering to help, and then there's that, and... Yeah. You know, that can be hard to handle, you know, like, oh, I've known people that, you know, someone's come and yanked them across the road, and it's, like, really freaked them out because they, you know, have bad eyesight, they don't hear it or see it coming, and then someone just comes along and yanks you, you know. The best way, if you're going to offer to help someone across the road, ask them, you know, do you need help getting across, not just... yank them across the road. Oh, you can go now.
And it is quite scary, because like with me, I'm really cautious when crossing the road, especially if it's not at a crossing or anything. It's just crossing an intersection or something. I'm really cautious. Like, sometimes I could be standing on the side of the road for a good 10 minutes because I'm just waiting for... I think I've said this before, but I can't cross the road until it's dead quiet. Like, that kind of quiet, you know? Like, I cannot cross the road until it's completely quiet, and then I know that it's okay. But, as you know, sometimes, like, I'll just, you know, be like, okay, it's quiet now, and I'll just take a step, and then I hear a car approaching. It's like, oh, okay, now I step back. And yeah, I could be in that dance for, like, 10 minutes until I feel like it's actually safe enough to cross the road. Yeah. And I think...
Well, that's better than getting run over.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know, again, you know, there's been people that have seen me just standing there waiting, and, you know, they've noticed that I've been there for a while, and they just... Yeah, I have actually had that experience where somebody actually just came along and took me by the hand and just you know, dragged me across the road. And even just that, you know, that was a little bit too close for comfort, you know. But, you know, I can fully appreciate people wanting to help out, but there is, you know, definitely ways... And, you know, how I go about it.
Like, just asking, can we help you to get across something, you know. If you're going to cross, you know, like, and a car's coming and you don't notice, then that's a time when I wouldn't mind being yanked backwards. But, you know, just, like, grab by the arm or something and, oh, it's safe, yank. You know. But, yeah, time for a song, so enjoy.
Titi, ke haere atu koe, me mato ke a ke aho, ko tērā ke runga ko au ke raro. Ka tutu ki tā wā, anone ko koe tō kumwana, puti a ke kei tō romi au. Tū kua hau, ko koe te tino tā ke. Te tai a te aha, te hara tōne I tō iwa, kia tuo kia koe ka ore I tika. Te matai a koe, ngā mea whai tikanga, kia maringi mai te waha, koe e kera ki te kia tu, kia koe pono ana. Hide in my love.
kia ai. I huri rapa e tōku a. E tipu nei te poka kuta ke o ana au. Wana kore ana. Ko hiri ka po ki tēnā kou. Te arora me aha inai ane. Kua kawa kia reka. Te ahi ahi.
With me and my mates on Access Radio 104.4. Today we've been talking about safety out in the community. And so I kind of thought, you know, some ways that we can, you know, ensure that, you know, everybody is safe. Yeah, I think it's a good idea that, you know, if we all watched out for each other, disability or not, you know. Yeah.
Well, especially for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
Everybody, but some people with disabilities, you know, like some of them need a little bit more help. So if you see someone with a disability go to walk out in front of you, they may or may not be trying to do that on purpose, but, you know, just offer to help them, you know. If they do it, try not to get too upset at them because they might not understand what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just offer to help.
Yeah.
Better than getting angry at them because sometimes certain disabilities, when people get angry at them, it upsets them because they're... Sometimes the disability, their mind doesn't understand it like us. So,
yes, absolutely.
You know, I've seen people with disabilities, you try and, you know, they do something, if someone off, and then they get annoyed and it just upsets the person. So you just have to be, what's the word? just like think about what you're saying and don't act too cranky with them.
Yeah. And that's a whole that's a whole other show, you know, that we could focus on as well as, because we, you know, everybody's brain works differently, you know, especially with, you know, some disabilities. I call it, I call myself neurodivergent, and so that means that my brain isn't wired in the way that a typical brain is wired, shall we say. So that's a, you know, that's a whole different subject that we could cover it on some other show, because it is really interesting, you know, living with neurotypicals and the way that, you know, I've grown up with some things being said, and also, you know, things being said as an adult. And but yeah, that's a topic that we could cover in another show. But just be mindful of different abilities, different brains, different. We're all different in our own special way.
Yeah, and help and understanding is definitely better than just going berserk at people. Yeah. You know?
I think the best thing is, you know, asking, you know, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? Or is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, it's like I really did appreciate, you know, the help that the people when I got knocked over the other day, you know, came and helped me, asked if I was okay. It was actually close to here at the radio station, so, you know, I got asked that I want to get brought here, and, you know, I have seizures and that, so, yeah, it was probably a good thing I came here just in case, and then I think I had one at home later, so, you know.
Do you find that things like that kind of trigger, you know, your seizures and stuff?
I don't know, because I've heard that stress can trigger seizures, so it's hard to know, you know. It may or may not have been caused by that. But, you know, luckily I didn't hurt myself too badly, or... But it was blooming scary, like I said earlier.
Oh, heck yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, there's just these things that, I suppose, you know, these experiences, as much as, you know, they're not fun and everything, you know, we can share these experiences, you know, with you guys, and, you know, hopefully educate you and, I suppose, inspire you in a way.
Definitely, yeah.
Just to, you know, just to give people a different perspective on things. Because, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, you know, we're all different, but we're all the same in a way.
I'll see you next time.
Thank you to Life Skills Taranaki for continued support with the show. It's amazing. So, yeah, thank you, Life Skills, very much for the support. And, yeah, thanks for hanging out with us today, and catch you next time.
All right. Catch you, everyone. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope everyone's enjoyed the show. And catch us again next time. And thanks to our sponsor, Life Skills Taranaki, for their support with the show.
Yes, big ups to Life Skills. And if you enjoyed our show, you can check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And you can also check it out on Access Radio Taranaki.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.